here at IT5 with a special announcement. The following episode is the Season 2 finale of Mission to Zix. Thank you to everyone for listening to Season 2, especially our supporters on Patreon who made this season possible. Join us on October 26th in New York City for a special end-of-season live performance featuring Orange Beer, prizes for dressing up as your favorite character, and special guest Sebastian Canelli. Tickets at caveat.nyc. And now, enjoy the final episode of Season 2, and stay tuned after the credits for a special message about Season 3.
The period of galactic civil war has reached its dramatic climax, and the Federated Alliance has left the rebellion with no way out. Six fearsome planet crushers have surrounded the hidden rebel base where a motley army gathers for the fight of their lives. Inside a rebel hangar bay, emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew prepare to board the Bargerian Jade, awaiting deployment into the crosshairs of Alliance fighters. Now, they must trust in each other, the space, and Beano, to face a threat unlike any they have ever encountered on their mission to Zix.
All right, guys, let's, Bargy, open the hatch, let's get in and go, I guess.
I guess this is the thing we're doing.
Hey, listen, guys, whatever happens, you know, I love you guys, and we're gonna be okay, all right?
Really, no guarantee there's six planet crushers out there.
Okay, well, there's only one planet.
Instead of it being a planet crusher, it was just planet crusher.
Or maybe they combine into a big planet crusher.
Well, whatever it is, you know, we gotta go fight it, I guess,
Let's
right?
Go. All right.
Beano, what's attention?
Beano,
you know, there's a very real chance we could all die in the next few minutes.
Beano, make sure you're recording this. This is good for my reel.
Mm-hmm. Beano, no.
All right, up in the air. There we go. That's what I do.
Whew. All right.
Guys, I know we're kind of, like, already on the mission, but for old time's sake, I've got a mission for us.
All right.
We're headed in to fight directly against the Federated Alliance in a military...
I have an incoming transmission that's coming across the All Rebellion channel.
Okay.
Greetings, fellow rebels. Long live the Rebellion.
Please
live. Commander Rolfus Tittle.
And Sisu.
Hi.
My life partner. Oh. We have great news for you guys.
It's that they got back together.
We've gotten back together, but the most important thing here...
Called it.
...is... Do you want to take it, hun?
I will.
Wow.
Tiny Toots and Turd Mannequin have stolen plans for all of these planet crushers and are on their way back into Rebellion space.
So brave.
Now, why this is vital is that, unlike previous planet crushers, these planet crushers have no visible signs of weakness. Somebody must have pointed out to Zwag Tambui what we all knew, what was obvious. Rod damn whoever did that.
Okay. Rod damn that. Right.
But
we've
got hope now. Tiny Toots and Turk Mannequin, they're bringing a way to turn the tide
in this war.
The day is saved.
Well, oh, sorry. I was about to... No, you go.
No, you go.
You go.
Well, we may be small, but we're scrappy. Wait, hold on. I'm getting a broadcast from Tiny Toots and Turk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're ready to get your names in the history books because here we go!
Hello?
Oh, my Rod.
That's not...
Oh, my Rod, they're dead. They're jockeying dead, all of them.
That was the only thing we really had going for.
We are so jugged.
None of these, people are...
You're all weak.
Why
good luck.
What? Even together?
Wow, look at your face.
Oh, boy.
Don't you say what you're gonna say.
I feel like I see your face everywhere.
Don't use the C word.
Do we have to keep streaming this breakup?
We're done.
Oh boy, that kind of went. That went bad.
That is too bad.
This battle is 40 seconds old, and there's a lot of highs and lows so far.
Wow. For those of you wondering, as I sure you all are, am I taking this well? No. You know, you get tiny toots. Bargy and tiny toots.
Barge, are you upset that Tiny Toots is dead, or are you relieved?
Or would you have preferred dead by your hand?
The thing is,
Bino was ambivalence.
This tiny meant a lot to me. Who am I gonna be angry at and put all my anger at the world towards one ship if that ship is not there? Am I firing a lot of guns right now to show my emotions?
Barge, those are rebel ships directly in front of us. I think you want to...
Listen, Barge, I'm so sorry about what happened to Tiny Toots. Maybe, you know, if you're looking for someone else to talk to, you can always talk to me. You know, maybe we can go out for dinner sometime.
Okay, anyway, I'm just going to bury it deep inside like I do usually.
It appears the first wave of fighters is making their advance. We should all prep for combat.
Squeaky Voice Squadron checking
squeaky
in!
Squeaky Leader here!
Squeaky 3, ready to go!
Squeaky 4, Squeaky is ever!
Oh, little criminals are here!
Bartender Squadron checking in. This is S not Bartender number 2. Ready for combat.
Shrimp lovers check it in.
The shrimp.
I love shrimp number 1.
Margie, I'm reluctant to ask this, but do you have any sort of evasive maneuvers or combat vocabulary installed?
Yes, from my former movies, I have a couple of lines still safe.
Lines? I don't know if saying a line is a...
Here's one. Open up your hatch, because my gun's coming straight through.
Oh, I remember that from one of your holos.
Yeah.
That's a good line. I don't know if it's going to do us a lot in a, you know, the theater of combat.
Barge, are you okay? We're sort of getting hit a lot.
I'm doing not good now. Thank you for asking.
This is not looking great.
Guys, I know how to lead this campaign.
What?
What?
What I mean is, I could just think of this as one of our tabletop role-playing games.
This seems like a dangerous strategy. Darwell, surely many enjoy the pastime of tabletop role-playing games. I don't know that the application of them in a galactic space battle is going to be all that useful.
We can do this. We can do this. I just need you guys to have faith in me as your DM.
The Deep Space Master.
Yeah, you know what, Dar? Let's do this.
What will be the first move?
Bargy, you'll be assigned the role of Space Assassin.
Great.
C-53, I want you to be our Space Quark. Nermit, I think, given your abilities, you should be our Space Dwarf.
What?
Fleck, you should be Space Tech Expert. Can you handle that?
Sure, yeah.
Great.
Thank Rod for you, Dar.
And then, Bino. Wow, Bino, I think the only player left on the board is actually Space Rogue.
Ooh, Bino love chaotic neutral.
Yeah, and if I roll my die...
I've never played a quark before.
All right, Bargy.
Yeah?
Let's rotate 62 degrees, yaw 21 degrees, pitch 9 degrees, and get ready to thrust at 85% in 3, 2, 1...
Scarlet Leader taking fire! Scarlet Leader taking fire!
Magenta Leader! Magenta Leader taking fire! Puce Leader! Systems down! Puce Leader! Chargers Leader, we are under attack! Chargers Leader needs a bailout in Haiti!
My husband is dead! My husband is dead!
Are you a leader?
Yeah, which leader are you?
I just was passing by!
You mean just in the area?
I made tacos!
I did it.
Oh my God, the fighter squadron just roared right by us. We're right behind them.
That's a really good position. This is working.
Of course it's working. I'm an excellent DM.
Dar, this strategy may work for a while with these fighters, but the planet crushers are a whole different story. They're starting to close in around the rebel home.
With the six of them working together, gonna be in trouble.
I wouldn't work with any of you if my life depended on it.
Well, if I have my way, I'll never work with any of you ever again.
I didn't know that either of you would be here. I thought I was doing this myself.
Well, I ordered my own planet crusher so that I might...
I received intelligence that you would all be here, and I would be damned if I was not going to be here.
Queen of the Bebes wishes she was a single bebe and not with all you bigger babies.
All the single babies?
All the single babies.
All the single babies.
Put your hands up. I've got you. I've got my guns trained on you.
Not if you put your hands up first.
Not a single one of you came to one of my shows.
Because you're not good at acting.
very bad at acting.
Joey, there's only so many One Bucket shows we can go watch.
Wow. But I'm going to be great at crushing.
Absolutely not. Your crusher will crush nothing before my crusher crushes it.
Not if you think your crusher is going to crush anything before my crusher crushes
it. I'm a Crabbo, dammit. And we all know how to crush.
We know.
I am a Crabbo.
We know you're a Crabbo,
Trick. Look at my clomper.
Your claw?
My clomp. I call it a clomp.
Of course you all know I'm a Beetleman.
One of the four famous Beetlemen.
That's right.
I, Phoebe Runfear, declare that you should all five of you be ashamed of how you've decorated the inside of your planet crushers. You don't put up any curtains.
What does that have to do with anything?
The five of your elegances combined.
Yes, the elegance of your son does vomiting for fun.
That is a fine way to express your...
Listen, it's clear that each of us has put in a separate order for a planet crusher.
Yes.
And now it's come to this.
We all know one of us is the true betrayer of the council. We know one of us has been planning for months now.
Everyone at the same time, name who you think it is.
Well,
one, all right, two, no. Three.
Three.
Well, what? Fine. Maybe we don't all know who it is, but it's one of us for sure.
I know it's not me because I know me.
I know it's not me because I'm the Queen of the Bebes.
And we do. I know it is you, the Queen of the Bebes. I know it was you all along.
Can you give us another take, Joey? That wasn't convincing.
You're sort of on all the time, you know?
A pretty dry line reading for someone who's liquid.
Let me try that again.
I believe it was
the Queen. That's very manly now.
I like toast. Inside of...
Get her out of here!
Joko Bono is not a council person.
Joko Bono is my personal confidant, and she is allowed to spend whatever time in my planet crusher that
she
wishes.
We're in the middle of a battle!
Joko Bono is like a child writing poetry after having a head bonk.
How dare you?
Listen, Arcury, I want you to imagine a world without Joko Bono.
A terrible place. A world without form or shape.
No, imagine there's no Joko. Rebellion, too.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
No, I refuse.
Also, Arcuri, why have you painted your planet crusher yellow?
Well, it's a Joko Bono and I, we all live in a yellow planet crusher.
You've moved inside of it permanently?
Yes, it's so roomy and spacious inside. We've
decided
to
than a whole planet.
Make a love nest inside.
Our floors
never leave.
Are our homes.
Will you please put some clothes on
and get out of your bed if you're going to do
this? No, never. I'll start a revolution from my bed.
Have you made your planet crusher some sort of oasis?
Exactly.
The Queen of the Babies is going to go straight ahead towards the planet.
No.
I will win.
No.
Let her eyes go first.
No.
I've caught the corner of my planet crusher on your planet crusher.
I order you to move your planet crushers aside so that my planet crusher may proceed.
On what authority?
I am the counselor dressed in...
Yes?
Furs. In furs.
Why would that grant you any authority over the rest of us?
Shows that I'm very high class.
Listen!
What?
As long as all six of us are trying to crush the rebel base, none of us can reach it.
But only one of us needs to back off for everyone else to move. So, Corpostanian, if you're so on your high horse, why don't you move back?
I refuse.
I'm not doing it at all. I'm a Crabbo, dammit.
For the last time, Trink, we know.
Look at me.
Watches.
Mess up with your clumpers around.
Trink, if you're such a Crabbo, why don't you move to the side and allow all of us to crush the rebel headquarters.
Speciesist.
Who hit me? Who hit me?
I am ramming you in honor of my missing and perverted son, Tillian.
You're ramming her.
You stop ramming me, Joey.
I'll ram both of you for ramming anybody.
What?
Ram two, rat dammit.
Ram it up your Crabbo nub, Trink.
I think that the greatest planet...
Joko, stop it, Joko! Wow, guys, I know this represents our doom, but the coordinated movement of those planet crushers is almost beautiful in its power.
The amount of cooperation is astounding.
You know what, actually, what it looks like?
What?
It looks like a bunch of different ships making out.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Wait, Bargee.
Yeah.
You used to date the first Planet Crusher,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Tony, it was more like a friendship with benefits, but yeah, we dated.
Well,
Bargee, that's why you're the assassin. You have inside knowledge.
Maybe you can talk to them or something, I don't know.
Yes, Tony wasn't close with this family. They didn't know most of them, they're all new.
I mean, sure, fair enough.
But yeah, hey, Planet, did you know Tony? Did you know Tony?
No.
Did you know
Bargee?
Tony?
Yeah!
Bargee, this isn't the best use of our time,
he
I don't think.
He doesn't go around crushing planets, so yeah, makes sense.
Bino loves small town.
Who he is.
Bino think rolling take too long. Bino wish there was an automated system.
Okay, Bino, listen, we're not actually playing an RPG right now.
That was to inspire us, and it's a metaphor for the maneuvers we need to make in order to survive. And
Bino bored with this. Bino want to hear the story of Bino. Or Bino go insane.
No, Bino, that is not, it's not the right time right now.
Bino want to hear the story of Bino. No, Bino,
it's the worst time.
Bino, as the space rogue, you should be focusing on stealth. There's no time for this.
Bino want to hear the story of Bino. Bino, go. Insane.
I got this, okay?
Yeah, Bargee.
Bino's my friend. I'll say it. Bino and I are friends in business and a personal life. Bino, no.
Bino, go.
No. Bino.
No, Bino!
Get out of my way!
Do you get out of my way,
Rabbit? Get out of my way!
Answer, silence, silence!
But what?
I have detected a signal on one of the ships in this battle. A sign of the relic.
The relic?
The relic.
An energy signature. Look, this one here.
I see it.
Now zoom in.
Yes.
Okay, now zoom in again.
Yes. We're zoomed.
Okay, now third time.
But can't you just do a continuous zoom?
Well, no, it's an order of magnitude each time
you zoom. How about you just zoom in all the way? Right. If it's too far, we'll back it off a little.
Well, it zooms out slower than it zooms in, so it's easier
to...
I just put it at 100.
Yes.
Okay, well, see, now we're way too close.
I don't see anything. Zoom out.
I see it.
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
The Bargerian Jade.
The Bargerian Jade.
I thought the Bargerian Jade and all its crew was lost in the Delegator.
Really? It's her?
Is what? That it?
Wow.
Has not aged well.
That ship looks like it's had the keck.
Wait. They've woken the relic into its active state.
The power they possess.
They must have no idea what they have at
their
disposal.
We've underestimated the rebellion for so long.
If they've awakened the Binacron,
yes.
Who knows what they're capable of? We all know the Binacron's power can be used but once.
I will extend my tractor beam immediately and grab it.
I will extend mine.
I'm sending mine.
If I had the power of the relic, I would crush all of you and rule the galaxy by myself.
Well, you'll never have it, you crabble, because my tractor beam is locked onto that relic.
I'm extending my tractor beam.
I would use the power to put babies on top of babies on top of babies, and those 6-foot-tall babies would take over the entire galaxy.
We're not putting babies in a trench coat on my watch.
No, just letting mine
out, please. Let me put mine in the middle
there. I'm doing it.
Notice my beam is more elegant.
Bino, calm down, Bino.
Bino.
Bino had shit fit. Bino.
No. Figurative.
It's really not great.
Now there's shit everywhere.
What?
You done that, Bino?
Bino's sleepy.
Those nipples are just distractingly hard.
Sorry to interrupt, but my buddies, they're all kind of getting closer to us. I don't know.
The Planet Crushers?
To us? What was that?
What was that?
Why were we the tractor beam? The second one.
No.
Jeez, we're completely motionless.
Bargee, can you...
Caught my 6 tractor beams.
Can you get us out of here? Can you move?
Not really. I'm pretty stuck, but I'm just catching up.
Bargee, stop talking to the Planet Crushers. They're not your friends.
What?
There has to be, someone needs to inspire Bargee so that we can get out of this. C-53, you're the quark. You have to sing. You have to inspire Bargee to get us out of this pole.
Very well. I have prepared as a quark for this moment. I'm going to attempt to inspire a fellow party member.
Okay.
Material Jade, you're the dream of the stars.
What is this?
Material Jade, no assignments too hard for the Material
Jade.
Queen of the stars.
I haven't heard anything like that.
Material Jade,
we're starting to move.
No assignments too hard.
That song worked.
You really quirked it up.
Oh, no, this is putting a lot of stress on the hull.
Do it again.
No, Margie,
stop.
Stop. Sir, Dexter, Mix is going to tear the Bargeria engine apart in just moments.
Margie, you have to stop. I can't watch you do this to yourself because I love you.
What?
Margie, I love you. I'm in love with you.
I mean, no, we all love each other. Pluck, do you know what in love means? Maybe we
no,
should...
No, Bargie, I love you and am attracted to you sexually, and I want to be with you in a relationship way.
Hey,
I don't think Pluck knows what any of those words mean. I wouldn't worry about
listen.
It.
No, listen. I've never seen anything more clearly in my life.
What?
Out of my left eye, I've never seen anything more clearly. It's just when I look at Bargie, my heart flutters like I need to go to the checkup or something.
You need to go to the checkup?
Yeah, I need to. It just feels like I need to go to the checkup. Like that's it.
Okay.
My...
Yep. Everything makes sense.
I just I want
sense.
To have a brood with you, Bargie.
Yeah,
I want you and me to raise a little brood.
Okay, we all know what's happening.
Here
right?
we
okay.
go. My apologies, Emissary Death Center. I think it's time for this to stop.
My eye!
Everyone bow before the undying will of the Growing Mind.
Just a really small weaver.
I've been watching all of you this whole time under the perfect ruse of the catch eye.
I mean, the eye was very, very noticeable.
It was perfectly hidden through evolutionary genetic interpolation. I've been watching you this entire time, Bargerian Jade. I've been pursuing you through this incredibly stupid vessel this entire time.
Me?
He means Black, obviously.
Bargerian Jade, I will never stop pursuing you. You must become High Queen of the Swarm. The Grower Mind demands it.
Grower Mind, I mean, this, honestly, your love is kind of beautiful, but this is the worst time.
Very bad time.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, my rod.
Wow.
We are being torn apart by the tractor beams from six different planet crushers.
We're in the middle of an epic battle between the Federated Alliance and the Rebellion. Please.
Ah, this pitiful war you've been busying yourselves with.
Grower Mind, if you and I were to get back together, what do you see happening, huh? What's your little dream?
I see us inhabiting my home planet as our minions and children enslave all who oppose us. Once we finish, we will sit.
That's the climax?
They're just gonna sit next to each other?
Like in two recliners?
I'm a ship, I don't sit. Also, if we're gonna make this about me, I am in a lot of pain currently.
Bargie. You're still getting pulled apart.
Pulled apart. So, Grower Mind, if you truly want to show your undying love for me, why don't you get me out of this tractor field?
I will spin crystals around your hull to reinforce it. The crystals will reflect the tractor fields away from the Bargerian Jade.
Okay.
I am very small. I will need assistance in weaving the crystals to the hull outside. You, little lizard man, help me.
What?
Nermit can't just...
I don't think I'm the one who should, of all of us, but...
Nermit, you're the space dwarf. You have to do it.
Yes,
I mean,
dwarfs are good with crystals.
Okay, I mean, that... No, that's true. All right, but how... I'm gonna have to... I'm going out there, and I'm gonna die, and... Wait a second. Grower Mind, I got it. Bargie, please open the door marked can opener.
Okay, again, I'm still in pain.
Bargie,
right
this
now,
is important. I know this sounds random.
Okay. It's opening.
It's my mech.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just climbing into my mech. All right. Oh, feels good. All right, Grower Mind, here we go on a spacewalk.
For the glory of the Swarm.
For the glory of the Rebellion.
Those causes really shouldn't go together.
Guys, I'm on the hull. I'm
in position.
Lizard man, hold on to my tail while I use my mucus sac to produce these crystals.
That doesn't sound disgusting at all. Holding on.
Well, look at that weaver go. Thinking a lot more crystals, I would have guessed.
Honestly, it's super comforting to know that it wasn't Plek developing feelings for Bargy this whole time.
Speaking of Plek, is he okay?
Oh, hey, Plek? 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 Hey, buddy.
Oh,
No, don't panic. Don't panic.
I can't
you're
see.
You're going to open your eyes.
You experience some blindness in one eye.
Okay.
Permanently.
Yeah, because you don't have it anymore.
And that's okay.
That's all right.
What happened?
You might not want to know about this for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Can somebody go to my room and grab Gavin Boo Boo's eye patch?
You kept his eye patch?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I? It was very cool.
I mean, I'll grab the eye patch, Emissary Dexter, but I may have to scare you straight later.
Fair enough.
Crystal mech.
That's great. Wow. This is... I'm no longer in the field. Thank you.
My perfect plan has come to completion.
Grower Mind, thank you so much. That was an amazingly executed maneuver.
I will now be forever combined with the Bargerian Jade. She is mine!
I mean, honestly, I hate to do this, but we're in the middle of some big stuff, so I'm just gonna throw you into space.
The will of the swarm will overtake you no matter what.
Good run! What's happening to the Bargerian Jade?
My tractor beams have stopped working!
This is why I told you we should have commissioned technology to be done by the bebés. We are very
good.
It's
time you know that babies are dumb.
Babies are dumb.
We're all dumb.
Imagine me saying something as foolish as, baby, you can drive my car. Surely my car would be dashed into a million pieces.
We'll never let a baby drive a car.
Ever. This is why babies are friends with non-babies.
Is that why? Are you sure?
Yes. It's because they're sticky.
Well, it would seem that our planet crushers getting stuck on one another has worked to our benefit. The Bargerian Jade can hardly escape while we're blocking every possible exit.
Yes.
They could be the last ship we destroy and we'll still capture that relic. I will become the sole counselor on the Council of Seven.
No, I should do
that. I'll be the head counselor. That's what I would be the head counselor.
I want to tell you that I've secretly had friends in my normal, everyday life outside of you.
Real
friends. Best...
A shadow blocks out the sun.
What is this giant dark shadow?
Stop trying to distract us, Arcurian!
No, what in the world is this ship? I've never seen anything so massive in my life!
Dear Ron!
No!
It's a ship large enough to crush a planet crusher!
No, those are just rumors.
Ah, well, they're not really. I bought one.
Bowie!
Hi, guys.
Ah, yes. Glad you're here.
Yeah. This is my planet crusher.
Cool.
It's named the Linda, after my wife.
I didn't know you had a wife.
Yeah, you guys never asked.
Oh, sorry. Do you have a wife? How is she?
It's kind of too late for that, don't you guys think?
Okay.
Surely you're here to help us crush the rebellion headquarters.
You're here right on time, honestly, and it's a good thing you are.
Definitely, we did not plan this ahead. That just happened all.
Right.
Well, you were on an agent.
Oh, gang. Come on, gang.
I got your phone number, and...
Right. Here's why. Everyone, surprise!
Surprise!
Happy all the birthdays.
All the birthdays.
Yes, they say it's your birthday.
They're learning about your wife's name.
Yes, Linda. Linda.
I know about the Council of Six.
I mean, to be honest, when the door would close and I would leave,
you
would all start cackling, and I could literally hear it through the door.
I warned all of you about that cackling.
Plus the cloaks, the dark cloaks in the cloak room. We all shared that. That was a shared space. Anyway, I'll be honest with you guys. When I first found out, I was really hurt. It really feels bad to not be included. I just thought, man, I feel left out. And then so I started thinking about it, and I said, well, I think the only thing to do is probably
murder the rest of the council and become Emperor of the Galaxy.
Sure, Balweed, are you suggesting that you formed an even more secret council?
A council of one?
I guess you can call... I never called it a Council of One because that sounds pretty dumb,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does
sound pretty dumb.
Sure.
That sounds honestly despicable and none of us would think of that, but honestly, we're glad you're here. You can help us crush the rebellion.
Whatever you just said was a joke and we find it all very funny because you're the funny one.
I tell you what, Bo, we'll all back up and you can crush the rebellion on your own.
Have fun.
I will crush the rebellion, that is true. But not before I... Gosh, it sounds strange saying it, but I'm going to murder you all.
It sounds worse because you say it so nicely.
It does sound worse that way. Bowie, shut up!
No, you shut up.
Wow.
Oh, my rod. He's crushed Drake.
Anybody want some crab paste? That's pretty funny.
Is that a dad joke?
Well, you can't. You can't crush the queen of the babies because goo goo gaga, I'm so cute and innocent.
Whoa, he crushed her.
Balweed, you're out of control.
Balweed, I would love to join you on the planet Crusher Crusher, and together we will take out these...
No, thanks.
Balweed, you know I'm probably going to die in the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Nope, 5 or 10 seconds.
Balweed, listen to me. You've gone mad with power.
You're acting crazy, all helter-skelter. There has to be a system of checks and balances for a government to work.
You should have told me that yesterday.
Very well, Balweed. Kill me if you wish. But please, let Joko go. She's an innocent in all this. Let her make her weird outsider art for years.
Sounds good to me.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
I am not a rogue.
Into the escape pod, Joko. I'll remember you forever. One day I'll write the ballad of Rachel and Joko.
I am a paper cookie.
I feel fine.
Hey, Gunther.
Hi, Joey, how you doing?
I've been better.
Yeah.
So I guess...
Getting a lot done today.
Yeah, I guess you're not gonna make it to my, one... bucket show, are you, huh?
Nah.
But, could I just ask for one last dramatic monologue?
Sure.
To be...
Nope. The reviews are in, and you're dead.
Guys, what just happened?
If I had to take a guess, there was a faction of 6 within the Council of 7 who each made their own planet crusher,
right,
who then descended upon the Rebellion to destroy it, not knowing that each one of them was hoping to be the one who destroyed the Rebellion, and then fell into infighting, in which case the one person left out of the Council of 6, whoever is driving this planet crusher, crushed all 6 of the smaller planet crushers.
Wow.
That's a guess, of course.
The planet crusher crushed all 6 planet crushers, and now the planet crusher's tractor beam is pulling us inside the planet crusher.
And that was good.
That was a nice recap, Nermit.
Thanks, but look, guys, this
is...
Go.
Planet crusher's tractor beam is so big, these crystals did nothing. It's pulling us straight into the hangar bay.
Oh, gosh.
Margie, I know it might not do much, but maybe you should, fire a couple shots off of this planet crusher?
Sure. Here we go. Yeah, I don't have any more.
But you're out of ammunition?
Yeah, I guess the end. I didn't realize that. I thought...
Barty, you used it all shooting inside the hangar and
at
our own fighters?
Well, and also technically a couple of them I sold. What? So...
You sold your ammunition?
I had all the ship next to me. He's like, hey, you got ammo I can bug off you? And I'm like, here you go. And what? I was making a friend.
Bargie.
You all want Bargie to die alone. I get
Lightning
it.
Sucked
I get
in
it.
Under
pressure,
attack.
Pressure.
It's fine. You know, I got the greatest weapon of all. Watch and learn. Open up your hatch. Because my gun's coming straight through.
Well, that line had the effect we predicted.
Oh, boy. Well, guys,
I suspect this mind wipe and restraining bolt process will be all the more painful.
It's been really great, guys.
I feel like I love to close out a season with an emotional revelation from myself, and,
It is the last day of Zestarkatarn, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just happy that we got to play a tabletop role-playing game for once.
That was fun. That was fun for just a little while.
Any of the rules I wasn't following.
Oh boy, this is... Wow, I've never seen a hangar this big.
Whatever happens, guys, I think the space is going to watch out for us, so I think we'll be okay.
Worst thing you said since you said you found me buxom.
We know what the tension.
Greetings, strange crew. It is I, Bordoff, head toady to the Supreme Leader.
Wait, head toady is your title?
Yes. I'm the head of all toadies. Psychophants.
Well, psychophants too?
Yes, I'm
a
charge of all
psychophants. You know both of those words are insults.
Head toady.
He also knows pronounced sycophant.
No. You should be so lucky as to be the first pathetic individuals to meet the Emperor.
Oh boy. All right, here we go.
Toady out.
Hi. Hi. I am Emperor Nermit Bundeloy.
Say what?
Sorry.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm the Emperor of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but you're not Nermit Bundeloy.
What in the... Gunther Ballweed is dead. I am now Emperor Nermit Bundeloy.
Why?
Nermit. Nermit, calm down.
Wait, is your name Nermit Bundeloy?
Yes, my name is Nermit Bundeloy.
I'm mission
collaboration.
What a coincidence. You know, as one of the seven counselors that rule the galaxy, it's hard to keep a low profile. So if I want to, you know, go out to a hotel or... Heck, even order a Blue Julius, I need to use an alias.
What?
So one day, as I was thumbing through all the casualties of the Delegator, rest in peace, I saw one name that really jumped out. Nermit Bundeloy.
Great.
I decided to use that as my alias. And since I am no longer Counselor Gunther Ballweed, I thought I might take on a whole new persona. Long live Emperor Nermit Bundeloy.
Nermit Bundeloy.
That's
very
it.
Easy to say.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, now you can say it, Bargy?
I've said with such distinction and confidence.
That is...
Everyone across the galaxy will hear the name Nermit Bundeloy and tremble.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Wait a second. It's you. You're the avatar of the whack.
Well, my kids think I'm pretty whack, but don't tell them. I think they deep down like me.
Emperor Bundeloy, I don't know if you know me, but you're about
you.
To.
Oh.
Why would I know you?
I...
Nermit, you can't have thought he was talking to you at that moment.
I am Zima Warrior Plek Dexsetter.
Huh.
The chosen one of the space.
Okay.
And I will tell you this. I'm ready. Right now, you and me, let's throw down. I'm ready.
Did you read all the scrolls?
No, I didn't. I mean, didn't finish all of them, but I felt like I got
so you're a Zima, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Oh, hey, look at that. You got a stick.
It's a wood saber.
Oh, I got one of those too. My kids gave it to me. Look at this thing. It's double-sided.
All wood sabers are double-sided if you hold them in the middle.
Oh, I guess so. Well, I guess I'm holding mine in the middle then.
I won't let you get away with this.
Oh, she's broke.
Got a splinter.
I like the cut of your jib because you're a pink straight Tellurian. And this is our story, isn't it? This is all about us.
I don't know about that. It's just...
No, I mean, I tried to get rid of every woman and alien in the council.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
it's
that's...
just about us.
Oh, boy.
It's pink straight Tellurians. We run the galaxy. We should, at least. Don't you think?
I don't know.
There's
I don't
20
know.
Things wrong with that immediately.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree that that's how it is, but I don't think that's how it should be.
That's gonna how it's going to be under the Bundeloy reign, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, boy.
Join me, Plop. Join me.
It's Plek, actually.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's Plek.
Great.
Listen, Emperor, you may have a planet crusher. You may have the rule of the whole galaxy. But I've got something you don't have.
What?
Freshness. And a bean.
Oh, yeah, I'll be taking the bean.
What? Why?
Because that bean...
Bina?
...is the most powerful object in the galaxy.
Oh,
yeah, we
that
hear that
bean?
A lot.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think you
are you guys idiots?
Bean.
You guys are a bunch of idiots, aren't you?
Pardon
my language, but I think you guys are a bunch of numbskulls.
I don't think numbskulls is a swear word.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Bad. Oh, want a side?
Sure. Yeah. Emperor Bundeloy, could you just give us just one quick second?
Yeah, no problem.
Not you, Nermit.
Oh, what?
Not you.
Sorry, I'm Bundeloy.
Be present in the moment.
Okay, right, this guy.
Okie dokie. Yeah, just take a sec if you need it.
All
but
right.
Then I'll kill you all, just...
Fair enough. Yep. Looking forward to it.
You know what to help Emperor?
Yeah, good, great.
Bino want to be a problem solver. Bino love active problem solutions.
Bino, what are you talking about?
All Bino need is for you to tell Bino what you really want.
What do I really want?
Bino can grant you one wish. That is Bino's power.
Wait.
Bino!
Planet Crusher, Crusher, Crusher. No, we're inside the Planet Crusher, Crusher.
Yeah, what, just anything. A gun, a rock.
Not a rock, a rock.
Maybe that I have super strength.
No, you have super strength, Dar.
I'm more than I already have.
Hey, gang. Hey, gang. I'm on a time schedule. So I'm going to need the aside to be over right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I felt like we were pretty close to deciding on that.
Okay, so just to recap, I'm going to kill everybody and keep you.
Okay, me. Great. You know, but before you do, I just want to say that I want...
Oh, I got it. Make Bargie a star.
What? No,
Bina,
Bargie.
Make Bargie a star.
Bina, no!
Mayday, this is Rebel Pilot Hark Tarnas. It was certain my hyperdrive was fixed, but now I'm rocketing through hyperspace for what feels just like a really long time. Like years? I have no idea. Too long. So long that I've seen other Hark Tardigasts exist alongside me in digital space. Dark mirrors of myself that seek to take my place in the universe. Freaky. But with my faint signal, I've uploaded my metalocation so Rebel HQ can find me. But I'll need your help to escape. If you're a master of Choosable Path games, enlist immediately with Rolfus Tittle at our website, therebellion.space, made with Squarespace. Squarespace's generous sponsorship has helped our noble rebellion enormously, and for that, we will be forever grateful. So head over to our beautiful site now, therebellion.space, and click Make a Site so you can build your own glistening web presence with a free trial at squarespace.com/Zix. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Zix, ZYXX, for a discount. How cool is that? Oh, was that the Barterian Jade here? Anyway, again, that's therebellion.space to experience the text adventure game Lost in Digital Space to save me, Hark Tardigast, and squarespace.com/Zix, offer code Zix to launch your own glorious website. Joe might run! I'm hearing colors! Watching pure thought! Rebels, do me proud in battle! Long live the rebellion! Hark Tardigast, signing off!
Oh, that was the fastest hyperspace I've ever experienced.
What happened?
Did we see Hark Tardigast in there?
Where are we?
Emissary Dexeter, it's only been a second, but we're 16 sectors away from where we were a minute ago. That's practically half the galaxy.
Well, guys, look at that sign. Look at that huge...
It's the Hollowood sign.
Wow. I've only seen this in Hollows.
Ironically enough.
What is this?
Emissary Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from... Lexamar Pwench?
Pwench?
From Lexamar Pwench.
Hey, Barge, it's Lexi Pwench here.
Wow, Lexi Pwench, you're the most in-demand agent in all of the industry.
Yeah, I'm from UTA, Universal Talent Agency.
Wow, I honestly thought you guys forgot about me. It's been many years.
Nobody forgets about the Bargerian Jade. I love you. We all love you. Toots is dead. You're in. We love it.
Wow.
Seems rude.
A little cold.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel bad
about death. R.I.P. Toots, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you are the best. We all love you. You got meetings out the wazoo. We love you.
Well, let me say this. Now that I might be a star again, I'm going to stay humble, and I'm going to stay close with my friends. I'm not going to forget
about
the people.
Yeah, by the way, who are these people?
I don't know. Anyway,
what?
So interested. Let's talk about it. What are you thinking? A movie franchise, three movies, trilogy? Oh, can I be like a superhero?
Hey, Bargie?
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. We want to be in the Bargerian Jade business.
I want to be in your business.
Let's get in each other's business. All right. Hey, don't go change it.
Hey, Emissary Plek Dexter here.
I don't know who the jack you are.
Okay, all right. Guys, that was insane.
So...
Wait a second. Guys. Bino. Bino, are you okay?
Bino,
you saved our lives.
Bino, no.
And Bargie's career.
Bino, no.
Bino, let me say we've not treated you with the respect that you deserve. We'd all be dead if not for your heroic actions.
Bino worth noble sacrifice. Bino worth it.
Bino, everything's gonna be okay. Just,
Bino.
No, Bino.
Bino. He's farting
stay
inward.
Stay with me.
He's farting inward.
Oh, no, Bino.
Stay with us, Bino.
Bino's power. It was very hard to make Bargie a star.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Bino love you all.
We love Bino.
We love you, Bino.
Little Bino.
Bino, everything's gonna be okay.
I want to hear the story of Bino one
of course.
Last time.
Of course, Bino. When we found you, Bino, you were locked in a little box on a tiny planet, guarded by a man named Chad.
There was only a roof. There were no walls.
And the crew answered a series of honestly pretty medium hard riddles.
Straight up easy, most
easy
of them.
Riddles.
The last one, slightly challenging, but honestly, it was really only a few minutes.
Oh.
Everything's gonna be okay, Bino.
You know, we repeatedly refused to send you to then Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloid, but that proved to be a good call on our part. Otherwise, we might have lost you forever.
And then you and I performed our first magic show together.
And last.
At Dodecahelion's talent show.
We knew we shouldn't have gotten you wet, but we did. We got you wet.
And you cracked, and you hatched into a real bean, and you've been our constant companion ever since.
And you became my manager when no one out there thought I was anybody. And now that they do, well, that's pretty cool. The part that people think I'm something now.
Bino takes 70%, but Bino give 100%.
Still, abusively high percentage.
Bino,
Budgie, Bino, Budgie. And you've made me a star again. Hold on, Bino.
Bino, say goodbye.
His legs and arms are shrinking back into himself.
Yeah, his spiraling eyes are unspiraling.
He's turning back into a regular bean.
No.
He's heating up.
Bino.
Whoa.
So small, and yet...
Whoa, that is a hot bean. Dark, put it somewhere.
Hot.
Dar, this frame is safety rated up to 2,000 degrees, if that's...
Oh, no, I put it inside of me.
All right, well, it was really nice being with everybody here. I gotta go. I have immediately just booked a job. It's a nitty-gritty, not indie, but huge, huge franchise film where an old sentient spaceship is the star.
Seems fast.
And I don't have to take any of my haul off. Isn't that amazing?
Bargy,
You
deserve it.
I'm so excited. I've already made new friends. I'm friends with Billy LaForga. Jasha. And you know Kelsey Patu? She knows my name. I just got invited to a brunch. And, I have 8.20 billion followers on Hollow Media now.
8.20.
And this is the only way I'm making friends in the future.
We're really excited to meet all those people when you introduce us.
Bargy, why are you opening your hatch?
Yeah. Good day. I just dropped you off. I think this
what?
Is,
Bargy, what are you doing?
All right, tipping you over, dumping you out.
No, my nub.
Bye, Bargy.
Bye. See me in the movies.
Droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexeter and Counselor Ross Kropostanian were played by Alden Ford. C-53 and Counselor Rachel Akuri were played by Jeremy Benn. Deep Space Master Dar and Counselor Joey were played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, Sisu Gundu and Counselor Monica Kasu were played by Mujan Zolfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, Counselor Phoebe Rump, and Head Toady Bardoff were played by Seth Lind. Bino, Rolfus Tittle, Counselor Chandler Trink, Lexamar Quench, and Emperor Nermit Bundeloy were played by Winston Knoll. The Grower Mind of the Keck was played by John Robert Wilson. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Bronze Studios in Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship designed with Bargerian Jade by Eric Goitz. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! This concludes Season 2 of Mission to Zix. Thank you for listening, and now, a message for you from us about Season 3.
Hey everybody, Alden here. Thank you again for joining us for a second season of Mission to Zix. Your support, your feedback, tweets, emails, comments, questions throughout this season have meant so much to us, and it makes a big, unwieldy show like ours really worth making. You may remember that at the end of Season 1, I told you about how we make the show and about the launch of our Patreon, which is our crowdfunding page where monthly subscribers can get extra content. So the level of support we've received from our Patreon supporters this season has been unbelievable. And it's not an exaggeration at all to say that we could not have made a second season without them. When we first announced Patreon, it was still brand new and we had no idea what to expect. But within a couple of months, it sort of grew into this big, vibrant community of listeners all over the world connecting with us and each other on our Discord server and sharing fan art, playing video games with each other, and even launching a fan recap podcast, which is terrific. And not only has it been amazing to see the community grow in that way, but it's also made an enormous difference in our production. This season, Patreon support accounted for more than half of our season 2 budget, our total budget. And we really hope you have all heard that support in the finished product, because it's there. With the help of our supporters, we made season 2 longer and crazier and way more detailed than season 1. We raised our average edit and mix time from about 40 hours a week to 70 or 80 hours a week per episode. Recording episodes remotely in LA and Chicago with guests there, commissioning art for new merch and episode artwork, and recording new music and opening crawl narration, and lots more. So now that we're done with season 2, what's next for Patreon? So the short answer is season 3. But more specifically, we've got 3 amazing tiers full of good stuff. From live episodes and mailbag episodes to custom ringtones to free tickets to live shows and the chance to pitch a season 3 episode, which we did in season 2, and it was amazing. So, but more than that, it's your chance to help us continue to make the show. We're hoping to start recording season 3 early next year, so Patreon's a great way to get lots of new stuff in the meantime and stay connected with us and other listeners. So we're at patreon.com/missiontozix, and you should come say hi. So we really hope to see some of you at our New York City live show this October 26th, in just a couple weeks. We're going to be doing prizes for best cosplay because it's Halloween weekend, a bunch of other fun stuff. So if you're in the area, come check it out. And we'll also be live streaming that show on Patreon if you'd like to join for that. If you're not in New York City or on Patreon, that's cool. We will see you on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or right here in your ears in a few months with season 3. So thank you again, sincerely, from all of us for listening to the show this season. And Juck the, I don't know, monarchy? Empire? Not sure what that's going to end up being.
The grower mind is everywhere. You cannot run. You cannot hide. The will of the swarm will overtake you no matter where you are.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gurmit.
Yes.
Hey, Foreman Tan.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I, now that the tractor beams are off, it's harder to hold on.
There's no reason that would be true.
I thought
they're in.
She had thrusters. Okay, fine.
All right.
great. I think we got to wrap
it. So, JR, thank you for that.
Hey,
that's
JR.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yes.
So funny.
Miss you guys.
Aww. Nice to see you. Buddy.